This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian media and government say a U.S. reporter has been detained on suspicion of espionage. Interfax News Agency says Evan Gershkov of The Wall Street Journal is suspected of spying in the interest of the American government. Dmitry Peskov, spokesperson for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said, he said it's not about allegations that Gershkovich was caught red-handed. The Wall Street Journal said it vehemently denies the allegations and is seeking Gershkovich's immediate release. Turkey's parliament is set to vote Thursday on Finland's bid to join NATO. Finland and neighboring Sweden each broke with decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the Western military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for the two Baltic nations. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency said Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said it was putting it aside, this plan, so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. This is VOA News. Ahead of a visit to China next week, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday it is not in Europe's best interest to decouple from China. Rather, she would like to focus on de-risking their relationship. But she said China's relationship with Russia will be a determining factor. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a speech to a foreign policy think tank, von der Leyen said she and French President Emmanuel Macron will lead a delegation to China next week because she sees it as vitally important to ensure diplomatic stability and open communication lines with their Chinese counterparts, and is a key part of what she calls the de-risking through diplomacy of European relations with China. But the EU leader also noted Chinese President Xi Jinping's recent trip to Russia and his reaffirming of his no-limits friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We have to be frank on this point. China continues to interact with Putin's war will be a determining factor for EU-China relations going forward.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping onto the front lines of the battle for democracy in Africa. Harris is spending time Thursday in Tanzania as it makes fragile progress toward restoring its reputation as a more inclusive government. Samia Suluhu Hassan, Tanzania's first female president, has undone some of the East African country's more oppressive policies, including lifting a ban on opposition rallies. Harris is the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president, and her meeting with Hassan will be a noteworthy show of support from Washington as the U.S. deepens its outreach to Africa. West Virginia and Kentucky became the latest in the U.S. on Wednesday to impose restrictions on some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have swept aside the Democratic governor's veto of a bill regulating some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The bill bans access to gender-affirming health care and restricts the bathrooms they can use. The Kentucky Senate voted 29-8 to override the veto. A short time later, the state House completed the override on a vote of 76-23. After the legislative defeat, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky says they'll mount a legal challenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Australia has taken the first formal step towards holding a referendum to recognize Indigenous people in the Constitution. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus introduced the bill in Parliament Thursday. He said the referendum would be an opportunity to acknowledge history and help Australians come together for a more reconciled future. Australia's Aboriginal people make up about 3.2% of the country's nearly 26 million people, but are not mentioned in the Constitution. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.